Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. Glad you've joined us here at 93.3 Freedom 93 in Tallahassee. With all the cool stuff that's going on around town, we've got David Jones with Florida Disabled Outdoor Association. He is going to be with us talking about a new project in collaboration with Goodwill of the Big Bend, and Javita Woodrich with Goodwill will be part of that conversation. Tim Linnefelt will bring us his analysis of the big game coming up later tonight with Clemson, Florida State, Clemson squaring off in Death Valley. So you don't want to miss any of the details. Stay with us for more right here.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tinting out and truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but...
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect.
Well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
He owns Capital City Collision Center, down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road. Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great, and they're great to work with.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202. So we are so excited to be a part of all the cool things going on right now in Tallahassee. Here we are on another Saturday, a gorgeous Saturday in Tallahassee. Glad you're part of it. And by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by our good friends over there at Tommy T's Quick Lube on Thomasville Road, right there in the heart of Midtown. You can't imagine a more convenient location unless they're to build a shop right there in your driveway. Of course, then you're going to have all the zoning issues, neighbors complaining. With Tommy T's in Midtown, you're in and out without all the shouting and drama. I mean, who needs that, right? Steve and John are both so good to deal with and certified mechanics that can do a whole lot more than just oil changes, from brakes to AC, tune-ups, and shocks. They own the place, so they make sure that every single customer gets their best. Tommy T's on Thomasville Road in Midtown, just south of the Whataburger, and just what you're looking for in auto care. One of the folks that talked to us recently about Tommy T's were impressed with the detail. You know, these guys just spend a lot of time making sure you're running right. That's kind of why we do this little show we call Tallahassee Talks, because after all, we want to make sure that you're running right. We want to keep you in tune with all that's going on. So David Jones with the Florida Disabled Outdoor Association will be here talking about this new project, a wellness center in collaboration with Goodwill of the Big Bend. Pretty exciting stuff, and we'll give you that much now and let you get into that with us a little bit later when David's able to join us. David and Javita Woodrich, who is with Goodwill, will join us shortly. We've got Tim Linnefelt standing by to talk with us about the game tonight at 8 o'clock, FSU versus Clemson in Death Valley. The Tim Linnefelt, the Linnefelt Sports Report, as we refer to it. So we're going to start by getting into that with you, my friend. How are you, Tim?
It's good to be here. And, you know, mornings like this one are when it's pretty fun to live here, at least from a sports perspective, even though Florida State's on the road at Clemson tonight. There's still, you know, been an energy in town really all week and kind of an anticipation for today. So it's been a really fun week and should be a really fun day.
I mean, we got to say, all of us who are in any way, shape, or form interested in college football, and certainly those of us who consider ourselves Florida State fans, I mean, we're dripping in this stuff. you have got to be out of your mind. You're, in fact, you're doing this with us, and then you're heading up the road. You'll be in Clemson tonight.
I will be, and you know, it's days like this, like to kind of hit on the similar theme. It makes the job a lot of fun just to be there for a big game, a big atmosphere, and try as best you can to put it, you know, into some perspective and make some sense of it. It's gonna be, I think, a really special night, certainly for Florida State fans and for anybody who's interested in college football to have, you know, once again, I think, you know, Florida State football kind of in the national spotlight. And
prime time, baby.
Absolutely. And even, you know, just sort of bigger picture between Florida State, Clemson.
Yeah.
Miami is ranked number 10 for the Atlantic Coast Conference to have three teams in the top 10 midway through the season.
It is remarkable.
It was almost unthinkable even last year to think that this could happen. So it's pretty impressive.
Now, I've heard it said that this ranks as the biggest ACC matchup in history. Is that arguable?
Well, you know, it could be arguable, but that's not the most impressive list of the biggest games in ACC history. I think this is only the fourth time in league history that two ACC teams have met when they were both in the top five.
I see. Okay.
And Florida State's been involved in some of those, as you might imagine. The first time, I believe, in 16 years. I think the last was when Florida State went to North Carolina in 1997. And you know what? I listened to a good perspective. A friend of mine who also covers Florida State said, you know, back then, you know, when Florida State was in a big game like this, it was sort of like, you know, the team was trying to knock off Florida State. They were trying to show that they could beat Florida State. Well, Clemson knows they can beat Florida State, and Florida State knows it can beat Clemson.
Right.
So it's really more like two heavyweights who have been established in that top billing.
And in a matchup of this nature, then it really comes down to the one who makes the fewest mistakes, don't you think?
I would think so. You know, I think they're both evenly matched. I think they're both going to score points. I think the defenses are both going to make plays, although I do kind of expect them maybe a little bit more of a higher scoring game. You know, it's who makes the mistake and who makes it at the wrong time.
Now, of course, all of us were watching Boston College last week, and Clemson, to their credit, I mean, BC held them back from running up the score, we'd say.
Sure.
I mean, that's got to bid well for us when we were able to go up against Boston College rather nicely.
Well, you know, Florida State also trailed 17-3 in the second quarter against Boston College, so maybe we should give them a little bit more credit. No, it's funny. I was sort of keeping an eye on the score of that game. I didn't get to watch very much of it, and thinking, man, Clemson's going to screw up this epic game of the century by losing to Boston College the week before, aren't they? But no, they didn't do that. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not usually into the transitive property of, you know, this team did this against this team and the other team. So obviously, you know, but you can take some things away from it, I think.
And where is the real matchup? Is it Dabo Sweeney and you know, Jameis Winston playing each other here?
I don't think they're going to play each other. If they I like Jameis.
The battle of the minds here is what I'm talking about.
Who
has the strategy, do you think?
That's a really good question. You know, I think Florida State's had 2 weeks to prepare for this game, and probably beyond, if we're being honest.
Sure.
You know, and I give Jimbo Fisher credit for that. You know, in games when he's had time to prepare, usually he does pretty well, assuming everybody's healthy. You know, he's undefeated in bowl games. But I think that having that extra week to look ahead maybe helps Florida State a little bit, although I also wouldn't be surprised if Clemson also maybe some of their struggles against Boston College were the result of looking ahead a little too much to Florida State. To me, one of the sort of less than talked about matchups, if you will, in this game will be Florida State's pass rush against Clemson's Taj Boyd, their quarterback, because, you know, we've talked an awful lot about Jameis Winston, and I'm sure we will more in a minute, and he's, believe me, phenomenal. But Taj Boyd's a pretty good quarterback, too, in his own right, but pretty good at selling him short.
Yeah.
And if Florida State can't get to him, can't get, you know, make him feel the pressure, bring him to the ground, force some bad throws, he's got, you know, the ability to pick them apart and more, and has the receiving core to really give Florida State a hard time. So, Bjorn Werner's not on Florida State's team anymore. Tank Carradine's not on Florida State's team anymore. We're going to have to see some of those guys get in his grill a little bit, so to speak, and force some of those errant throws. Otherwise, I think, you know, Florida State's defense...
Got to put pressure on the quarterback.
Otherwise, Florida State's defense, I think, could be in for an interesting evening.
In terms of that defensive matchup, you think that Clemson's defense will give Mr. Winston a run for his money?
Well, that's also something that I think is something you really want to keep an eye on. Clemson leads the nation in sacks. They've sacked the quarterback more than anybody else in the entire country. So that says something to me. And their defensive end number three, a guy named Vic Beasley, leads the nation in individual sacks. So they're going to get after him. And you know, I looking at it, I wrote about this on our website earlier this week, was saying, you know, if Jameis Winston weren't so just elusive and escapable in the pocket, he would be, have been sacked a lot more than he has been already. I think he's been sacked 8 or 9 times this year. But he's been inches off the ground several times, and more often than not, you know, throws a defender off his back and usually throws for a touchdown.
We've seen that, haven't we?
We have several times now. It's remarkable. Yep. And so the question to me now is, you know, I think Florida State's offensive line will do okay, but I think that there are going to be times when Clemson's in the backfield. And so the question to me then is, can they get Jameis to the ground?
Yeah.
Can they actually bring him down? Because not many people have been able to do it yet.
Right. If you're Jameis Winston, how are you preparing for the game? Have you been preparing?
You know, he's a different kid, man. He really is. You know, we say that about a lot of guys, but he's calm, he's cool, yep. He's collected. Now, it could be underneath the surface, he's, you know, bubbling with anticipation, and then I think he's got to be a little bit. I mean, this is, you know, why you want to play big-time college football.
Sure.
But I think he's just kind of wired that, you know, he understands how to, I think, maybe compartmentalize the pressure and the hype and the stage and know that that's there, but also kind of set that aside and say, okay, on this play, this is what I'm seeing from the defense. This is who I'm going to be open, and make it very almost math equation. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Sort of take the emotion and the feeling out of it and just figure out what he needs to do.
Yep.
And then I'll know that all that other stuff, the accolades and all that, will be there, you know, before and after the game.
Florida State and Clemson squaring off tonight, 8:00 live on ABC television. For those of you who are not informed, Tim Linnefelt, the Linnefelt Sports Report, a regular feature here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Tim, thanks for being part of our show.
Glad to do it, Brian. Thank you.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
So we have in studio with us today David Jones, who is the founder and the director for Florida Disabled Outdoor Association. How are you, sir?
Great. Good to be here.
We're glad to have you back. It's been a while.
It has been.
You look even better than last time you were here. What are you doing?
Well, I've got some secrets to life that I want to share with you.
Well, we're going to get into that. And we have Jovita Woodrich, who is with Goodwill of the Big Bend.
Yes, sir.
How are you, my friend?
I am doing wonderfully.
You look marvelous.
Thank you.
So you and David have some kind of healthy...
We've got
lifestyle
secrets
going
we
on
want to
here.
Share them with people.
It's
okay.
An elixir.
Does this mean I have to give up the bacon and the pizza and the beer? I mean, are we going down this path? Because
no,
I don't want to hear about that.
That's
okay, my wife tells me all the time.
Moderation.
Ah, okay. Well, see, I can deal with moderation as I slurp my 10th cup of coffee. Folks, we're here to talk about what this organization, Florida Disabled Outdoor Association, is doing, particularly in relation to assisting children and adults who are disabled, but doing it in a very unique way. We've learned in our prior episode from David how this all got started. And David, if you care to share some of your personal history there, that's fine.
Yeah, very. I'll give you a little quick brief.
Yeah, for those who may not know, how did this all get started?
Actually, I was shot in a hunting accident way back in 1988, and it changed my life completely. I survived a very serious brain injury that left me 9 days in a coma and 3 months in a hospital and a wheelchair for a year. And my experience of going through rehab and therapy led me down a road of recreation and active leisure that was my healing tool.
Wow.
So I actually went back to FSU and got my degree in marketing and decided that I wanted to create an organization to help other people have successful recoveries and return to a productive life through recreation and leisure. Created the FDOA in 1990 and have been promoting and advocating for disability issues and health and wellness for people with disabilities ever since.
That's amazing. And in that course of that time, you've presented us with some very unique sorts of activities and programs that really, I think, have pushed the envelope, haven't they?
Yeah, we're very most noted for our Sportsability program, which is an annual festival of activities that we do promoting and targeting people with disabilities to participate in a very hands-on, fun, non-stressful atmosphere to help them learn about the needs and benefits of recreation and leisure activities. I actually tell people that what I do is invite people to come have fun. We'll do water skiing, horseback riding, and archery, and fishing, and tennis, and all kinds of activities, some adapted, some just inclusive, some with just supports to help people with different abilities take place and participate in them. But invite people to come have fun doing that for a few days,
right?
And then I trick them into learning something.
And
that's our bait and switch.
Or bait and switch. Well, I like that. Jovita, you have, for your part, been involved with Goodwill of the Big Bend, and you are the vice president there for
Residential Services.
Residential Services. Yes, sir. So there's a sort of complementarity with these two organizations, both serving a population that may be similar in some respects, particularly involved with disabilities. But now you've taken on a whole new project, and I want to hear about that. What is that involved?
Yeah, we are partnering with Goodwill to add another component to opportunities for people in our community to become healthier, happier, and more productive through fitness and wellness efforts. That being said, I mentioned to you earlier, I had broken my leg after my injury just a couple of years ago, went back to a fitness and exercise program, and the benefits that I've enjoyed since have just been remarkable.
So it sort of resurged with you the importance of...
It inspired me to get back out there and help other people with disabilities
even
become
further.
More active and realize that fitness can be fun. And now with the healthcare crisis, that's the future.
Okay.
Holistic healthcare and treating symptoms is gone. Nowadays, we're looking at preventing and promoting good health. We can't afford to stay on the same track we're on.
Treatment
for services is not working. What we want is quality healthcare. Keep people out of the hospitals, keep people out of the emergency rooms and out of the doctor's offices, keep them healthy and happy, and being active and non-sedentary is a secret.
So, Jovita, how did this idea come about? Was it that FDOA approached you folks and said, hey, we have an idea? David was over there pitching his idea to you. But now the facility itself will be at your corporate headquarters over there. What is it? Just off of...
Mabry Street,
Mabry.
West Pensacola. Yeah, David and Mr. Shelfer, who's our CEO, have been in conversations for a while and have developed a relationship over time. I think they've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
And we have just moved our store that was on Mabry Street to the front over at West Pensacola Street. It's kind of our flagship here.
Yes.
And that space that we had before for retail is now going to be a prosperity center, which we have a director for. And that focus there, again, is going to be job training.
Sweet.
We're going to have a number of different human services organizations co-located in that area. And one of the other things that we're going to have there is a wellness center. And that is kind of where David has come in, and the purposes of that wellness center and the connections there, really pretty exciting. It's not just a, hey, come pump some iron kind of
thing. Yeah, right.
So,
well, and so that means, David, you've got other folks involved along with what you're doing. Sounds like you're bringing a sort of team of folks toward this achievement, huh?
Exactly right. We're collaborating, and we've already got interest and desire from the hospitals, from the insurance companies, to put some skin in the game, because they've got a lot to gain or to lose from the healthcare
system. As you say,
system, the
prevention
way
is the key, isn't it?
Prevention and promotion. Teaching people how to be more responsible for their own health instead of waiting until they're need.
And they may themselves be further disabled.
Exactly right.
Because they have not taken advantage of such opportunity.
And we, people with disabilities, are twice as more self-reported, twice as much obesity, twice as much hypertension, twice as many diseases and complications.
So
as a population,
you need it even more than, let's say, a guy like me. I'm walking around on two legs.
Well, disability is a factor in health and medical complications, and vice versa.
Okay.
Health and medical complications create disabilities.
Yeah.
So it's not that the disability automatically has these health concerns, but it's a reciprocal relationship. Mm. More of one creates more of the other. And the bad part is we're doing nothing as a society to address that disparate population that's not getting the treatment, not getting the education, and not getting the opportunity to self-help to eliminate cost to society by being more healthy and involved for their own personal good.
Well, and certainly in the current political climate, with healthcare issues being foremost in our minds, and we've just come through this horrendous dogfight there in Washington, and people on both sides are even not knowing what side they're supposed to take with regard to a nationalized healthcare, right, or Obamacare, as it's referred to. So how does that play into what you guys are doing, if it does?
It does, a big factor, because that whole concept that's being introduced and tested, if you will, is more choice, more self involvement with healthcare, more responsibility on the providers of healthcare to provide quality healthcare versus quantity. And that's the big thing. Let's not, band-aids and pills are not going to solve all of our problems, but people can help solve a lot of these problems if we'll teach them and help them and provide them opportunities to do so.
Talking with David Jones here and Jovita Woodrich, who have joined us this morning, talking about this new project that they are collaborating about. Goodwill of the Big Bend and Florida Disabled Outdoor Association, a wellness center, we'll say, right? A fitness center, wellness center that they're going to be bringing online here shortly. We're glad to be learning more about it. Glad you're with us, and we're pleased to welcome to the show a brand new sponsor of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, the AAA Auto Club Group in the Killarney Center on Thomasville Road at Killarney Center Boulevard, right next to Hobby Lobby. Don Schwartz and his team are celebrating their grand opening later this month on Wednesday, October 30th, and we want to show our support by showing up for all the food, the fun, and let's not forget the prizes. You can register to win a Royal Caribbean cruise. David, there you go. That's what you need. Or take a chance on spinning the wheel for all kinds of other really cool prizes. There'll be free battery checks and kids' face painting. I'll be there for that. Even a free $20 gas card could be yours. October 30th at the new AAA Tallahassee office. Their grand opening from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. in the Killarney Center on Thomasville Road. I'll be looking for you.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got his card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
Time now for the IMAX UMAX update with Emily Brown. I'm standing in for Emily, who is a bit under the weather. But let me tell you that every third Saturday of the month, the Challenger Learning Center features Kids Free Day, where the 11 a.m. IMAX movie is free for kids ages 12 and under. So today, October 19th, the Kids Free movie will be Flight of the Butterflies in 3D, which is about the life cycle and migration of the beautiful monarch butterfly. After the movie, kids are welcome to stick around to create a butterfly arts and craft project to commemorate seeing Flight of the Butterflies 3D and learning all about monarchs. Kids Free Day at the Challenger Learning Center, October 19th, that's today, at 11 o'clock. For more information, you can visit ChallengerTLH.com or call them at 850-645-7827. That's it for this week's IMAX UMAX Moment from the Challenger Learning Center. By the way, October is Disability Awareness Month. So along with it being the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it is Disability Awareness Month. And we're talking with David Jones with Disabled Outdoor Associa- Florida Disabled Outdoor Association. Sorry, David. Couldn't you come up with a shorter name?
I mean, that was the old
for
days.
For disabled talk show hosts? Goodness.
You know, we've
FDOA
away from
is
that
simple,
disabled
I know.
Disabled word. Now it's people with disabilities, but we're old and we've incorporated back in 1990.
Yeah, well, you and me both, buddy.
And, you know, it's
it's hard to change, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Fortunately, we have Jovita Woodrich here, who is young and fresh and alive and gets it. And for your part, my friend, you have focused on residential services for Goodwill at Big Bend for a while. But this is kind of another extension of that, isn't it? And
sure.
And you've talked about a three-legged stool concept here in which Goodwill is really pulling in that one of those three legs. Tell
sure.
us about that.
Yeah, well, and David, I guess it's one of his models that he shared, and I think it's brilliant. The idea of health, happiness, and productivity. And he will take two of those legs in just a minute. But the productivity side, you know, Goodwill, and I think a lot of times people are a little confused about what our mission is. You know, we have these storefronts, this retail aspect that most people are aware of. You know, we are a nonprofit, and in the United States, we have, I think, 2,800 storefronts all
wow.
over the place. But all of that money funds our mission, and our focus is on independence and self-sufficiency mm-hmm. for persons persons with disabilities mm-hmm. and persons with other disadvantages. Mm-hmm. And we know that when people feel like they're able to care for themselves and their families through work, when they're able to develop skills, a skill set that maybe they'd never have before or can hone in on it, that really does increase the productivity in their lives and the happiness in their lives. And so Goodwill has been committed to that for over 100 years. The Goodwill's all over the country and all over the world, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we do employment support, job training, skills training, resume writing. We work with disabled vets. We work with people who are undereducated, which is a significant disadvantage if you're hoping to get a job.
If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, and I will say that the problem
because you
that
sound
I'm,
pretty passionate about
I am.
This whole
I will
thing.
Say that. Now, I specifically, and I think we're the best kept secret in Goodwill, is that we have a residential services department. That's what I'm in charge of. We have 11 properties in the Big Bend area, specifically for persons with disabilities and very low incomes. And it is independent living. We have no stairs, no steps, no curbs on any of our properties.
So you're providing that housing these folks otherwise would not find necessarily.
Right. And if you really think about it, all of this is a continuum.
Uh-huh.
You know, you provide people opportunities to develop skills. And even if they just use it in volunteering or in their daily lives, not necessarily in
employment. Well,
let's
do this. What would happen if Goodwill were not there in your mind? What would go away?
Well, that empowerment piece would go away. The opportunity that so many people in our community have to be gainfully employed and to use and hone those skills. That's thousands of people in the Big Bend area. And
why
I don't
do you do
know
this personally? I mean, how did you get involved? You were a little kid, did you say, someday when I grow up,
I want to
be a residential services provider at Goodwill? Is there a course you take for that?
Absolutely not.
You're still wondering, yeah.
You know, my parents are from a third world country, and so just a respect for people
who
are in need. Guyana in South America. And so they always kind of taught us the value of work and of just
strong
treating all
ethic.
People with respect.
Yeah.
And I know that's all over, but particularly for them. And then I did my graduate work in social work and was very interested in the power that affordable housing has or being housed has on these other aspects.
So were you reared here in Tallahassee? Are you a native?
I was born in Brazil. I do not speak Portuguese. I have nothing cool about
me.
That's
not cool.
I shop at the Gap and just very
Jovita, my God, you're way too normal.
I know.
Come on.
I know. But I have spent most of my life in Tallahassee since I was 2.
Really?
And I do. I love what we do here.
Okay. So you're not planning on leaving us anytime soon?
No. I love it here.
Well, good.
I take trips,
we
but
need
then
your
I
help.
Come back.
David, you know, when you think about it, and our mission here, as we understand it as a broadcast, is to celebrate, among other things, entrepreneurialism, right? If that's
right.
a word, and I think it is. you're an example, I think, of somebody who is entrepreneurial in nature. Even drawing from your website, I was reading this the other night. I think the line is, you know, how many of us take adversity as an opportunity to reinvent and create for ourselves some new position where we can serve others.
That's what adversity does. You know, it creates opportunities for people to excel and find those needs in society that individuals can fill.
Hmm.
And a lot of times entrepreneurism is the way to do it. And if you can create a job or a career of doing something good that's going to help people, generally those goods have returns. And if it helps you individually, that's kind of the entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
You can make a living doing what you love doing.
Right.
What a better thing to do.
For you now, you know, Jovita apparently doesn't know that there are other places in the world that she could live. She's just stuck here in Tallahassee. But you could be anywhere in the state of Florida, but you've chosen to make Tallahassee your headquarters for FDOA.
Tallahassee is a great place to live. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, Brian, I am prejudiced.
Are you?
I am a local. I'm a native. I was born right here. My family was born here. I'm multi-generation Tallahassee. But, you know, I've traveled around quite a bit. But there's no better place to live and visit and play and work than Tallahassee, Florida. There's a lot of good things going here. My whole organization is supporting inclusion of people of diverse abilities and backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
How do we include those people in our communities? What we do. Of course, I focus on disabilities and removing barriers and including people with disabilities. For example, I'm on the advisory committee for the Cascades Park Project, Blueprint 2000. And one of the things we're doing right now that's real exciting for our community and for visitors who come to our city, we are coming up with the concept of putting an inclusive, rubberized, miniature, little centennial field.
I heard about that.
For folks to come out with disabilities and other
cool
conditions to realize they have a place in our town.
Very cool.
And we recognize that everybody needs a place to play.
I should have known you were behind
that. Open new doors.
Yeah.
I love what I do, and the enthusiasm of every day is a challenge is great. What we're trying to do is remove barriers and get people active, because that's what it's all about. We know they'll be healthier, happier, and more productive if they're active.
Now, the nice thing about you, David, is that you're not scolding, you know, because some of us are just whining over here, you know, that you know, there's nothing to do, or we just don't feel good, and you're looking at us and going, come on, man.
Loosen up. Let's
get
go.
It going, brother.
My biggest thought is people accuse me of preaching.
Oh, I like that part.
And so when you have a 10-minute section, I'm afraid I'm going to get on the soapbox and not give you a chance.
Yeah, we've got Jovita doing the fist pumping over here. It's
so encouraging.
Well, we are having a good time, folks. Hope you are too. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios, because, you know, I need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merry Maids make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even free consultation. And as a new customer, when you sign up for 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first visit doing the deep cleaning you've probably been wanting to do for yourself. But don't do that. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done. Right here in Tallahassee, 386-2205, or online at merrymaids.com. You know, listening to you, David, I get the sense that we could probably do four additional shows and we wouldn't run out of stuff to talk about. Because you're so passionate about what you're doing, and of course, the vision you have for getting people active, whether they're disabled or not, it seems to me, your concern for our general welfare seems to be quite evident. But especially for those who are faced with some boundary that they're challenged with, we'll call it, something they have to overcome or face, or, you know, that seems to be where you get turned on.
Well, removing barriers, exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And if we will remove the barriers and give people a chance, sometimes, and even goodwill has a hand up and not a handout philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. Give people a hand.
Yeah.
A little help. Do things a little differently. Provide some opportunities that they might not get on their own. A little support. Motivation.
Right.
Is important. You have to motivate people.
You think that people often are vulnerable to being defined by their disability?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And attitudes, that's the biggest barrier.
Right.
And that's what you're talking about.
Right.
If we can remove attitudinal barriers about disabilities and other disadvantaged people and eliminate that barrier, then those people have a much greater chance of being successful and healthier. Absolutely. And happier and more productive. So that's what this is all about.
And you know, when David was talking about Cascades Park and, you know, everything that he's doing, this idea of promotion, what's so fantastic about all of this is that there's this integrative way of people with disabilities, people without disabilities, people with barriers end up spending time together and recognizing that they're not so different.
And that's
really
important.
Really powerful.
It is. Studies now, see, I used to talk with this wide open philosophy and what I believed and, you know, what I thought was right and true and fact. But now we have research that backs up all these philosophies and these theories about health and happiness and productivity and inclusion. We know that if children are introduced to people with disabilities at an early age, they're going to be more open to inclusion concept in their life, in work and play and housing and in transportation, everything. So we know introducing people with disabilities to the able-bodied population that have not yet faced the disability thing is going to help them and society.
Exactly. Mm.
And play is not, there's no better place than in the playground and in the leisure field to introduce people with disabilities to people without disabilities and vice versa.
Yeah.
When you're out having fun and laughing and enjoying life and nature or whatever your choice might be, you're meeting friends, you're meeting people. You're not.
It tends to lower those barriers inherently, doesn't it?
The disability goes away.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and you were talking earlier with the three-legged stool idea where Goodwill is picking up one of those three legs. And Jovita, you mentioned that that's really the service side or the
productivity
side,
which does make people happy as well. But focus is
so we're making people productive. And then David, FDOA is over here with the other two legs.
We started off as really a rehabilitation type program, therapeutic recreation in the community. So community reintegration, leaving the healthcare system and back into the community, providing those supports and opportunities and advocacy and awareness.
I see.
Over the time, we learned that developmental disabilities need to play and be active because we become humans through play. All these little baby hide-and-go-seek and peekaboo, all these little simple games that we play with babies are teaching them to be humans. And as we grow older, the lessons and the mechanisms, you know, become playground games and team sports and then college sports and recreation in the community for adults. Still, you're learning the same social skills and becoming better humans because of your recreation and your leisure time.
It's very interesting. You know, in fact, that would explain a lot because my father used to play Daddy Lays on the Couch and Brian Will Clean Up the Yard every week. And I always thought that was an unusual sort of game. It was solo mostly, but that accounts for a lot of my problems now, I think. In fact, you so then leisure in and of itself is its own reason to exist. It doesn't have to be for something else. It's just part of how we live our
leisure
lives.
Leisure is part of life. If you're
being
not,
human, as
if
you say.
You're not trying to provide food, clothing, or shelter, or dollars for the bank account to provide those food, clothing, and shelter, then the rest of it's leisure time.
Yeah, yeah.
And what you do in your leisure time defines who you are and your quality of life.
I agree. And this wellness center. I am really excited about it.
Sounds like a
great
program.
Am I going to get to use it?
Yeah, that's another component we hadn't talked about.
There is a waiting list, apparently. Yeah. So
Fred has bought into this wellness and fitness center so much that it's going to be a corporate wellness program.
There you go.
There's 700 and something employees from Goodwill in the Big Bend. It's amazing. And then all your residents, I don't know how many hundred residents you
300.
Have. Okay, you're talking about 1,000 people right there that are directly Goodwill people that will benefit from this, which will make them healthier, happy, and more productive in their jobs, whose job is to make our community more productive. So it's a big cycle of benefit that will swirl around. You know, like I said, the hospitals and the doctors and the insurance companies are buying in and providing interest because they're hearing this from the brains somewhere else that are teaching them and trying to tell them the direction they need to go.
Right. Yeah.
We just happen to be in this community in a ripe spot with the good people and have all the capabilities of putting together a prototype that's really going to become, I think, the standard down the road.
Yeah, remarkable. In your 20 years at now, 20 years?
23 years.
23 years. So great that it happens at this time, that you're in the right place at the right moment.
Exactly.
To be able to bring all this about. Jovita Woodrich with Goodwill of the Big Bend and our good friend David Jones, founder and director of the Florida Disabled Outdoor Association, our guest this morning. Glad that you've been able to be with us in the conversation, because you're what this show is really all about. So folks, here we have this wellness center coming online with these two great organizations locking arm in arm, bringing a lot of different people into that conversation, healthcare providers, fitness experts, all kinds of folks, both in terms of the services that will be provided, the funding to help operate and promote it. What a great effort. Good going, guys.
This is good stuff. We're excited.
Yeah. Glad that you're doing that here. We need more and more of this. Folks, if you want to learn more about FDOA, you know that their website is really easy. I appreciate this, David. Thank you. Because it's FDOA.org. I mean, even I can do that. Right. So, and of course, the good folks over there at Goodwill are always interested in talking with you if they can answer a question. What's your website there?
It is GoodwillBigBend.com.
GoodwillBigBend.com for the Goodwill folks. And you know, another point that I should make in terms of websites, if you've not visited our website, I would love to have you come and do that. We do get a lot of visitors every day, and that is a simple address too, TallahasseeTalks.com. You go there and you can see any or hear any of all and all of the shows that we've been able to bring you in our 3 years. And if you have a topic you'd like us to consider, you can email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Simple enough. We're always interested in hearing about a new idea, a guest, or a topic that you'd like us to consider. And you know what? If we were to have you come back here in a while, maybe once this wellness center is up and running, would you come back and give us an update?
We would love to, and we'll bring some new news about the next endeavor that I'm sure we'll be cooking up.
Oh, man.
Tallahassee, it's a hotbed of activity, and
it's
growing, and the people, the community here is wonderful, so you know, never know what we'll do next.
Thanks for being with us, guys.
It's been great.
Thank you.
Folks, that's what we have for you today. We enjoy having you with us every Saturday morning right here at 93.3 FM on your dial, Freedom 93 in Tallahassee, our home station. Be sure to join us again next Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, right here. Stay tuned for the Deep South Outdoor Review with Captain Chuck Simpson. He's coming up. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widden is known for taking care of business. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.